free is what we're kicking off. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Earlier tonight, for those of you just tuning in, we were talking about government and safety. One of our emailers had questions about, well, what if the government wasn't doing this? Wouldn't we all be in danger? And no, without the government around, the marketplace would pick up the ball and do it better, protect us better because of competition. Because in many of the areas where government is supposedly our protector, like health inspections or the FDA or whatever it is that they're supposedly overseeing for all of our benefit, many of those areas, they're the only agency doing it. And that's not because the marketplace is, you know, determined that it's unnecessary. It's simply because the marketplace can't compete with the monopoly status of government.
Right, because government funds the FDA by tax dollars and fees from the pharmaceutical companies. The pharmaceutical companies and the taxpayers don't have a choice as to whether or not they participate in the FDA. Now, they can go, pharmaceutical company can go one step farther and get certified by an additional company, but they don't feel that there's a necessity in the marketplace because people essentially say, well, you know, it's certified by the FDA.
That's good enough.
Fine and dandy.
Right. Even though it's not. Even though anybody that looks closely can tell that the FDA is owned by the pharmaceutical companies. They own the board of directors or whatever, the bureaucrats that are making the decisions over there. And it's totally not a good thing that it's just the FDA out there. But because in most people's minds, the FDA is that protector and they're doing a fine job in most people's minds.
Well, it's because people understand that most companies do not want to kill them and they do not want to give them sugar pills. Vitamin companies, all those vitamin companies that are out there, they aren't regulated. They could be giving you sugar pills, and they don't. Why don't they? Well, because they realize that if people are going to figure it out, and they're not going to buy their products.
Well, many of those vitamin companies, if they kill off their customers,
they won't have any more customers.
But many of those vitamin companies are certified by independent organizations.
Absolutely
true. Because the FDA isn't involved. So well, that's what we were talking about before, and I said I had an example, a real-life example of just how effective government inspections are. Maybe you've heard about the crane falling in New York City.
I haven't, no.
You've been paying attention to the news. Well, it happened, I think it was earlier this week. We'll get the details here from ABC News. But there's a bit of an interesting detail that's come out today about the New York City crane inspector. That's right. They have a bureaucrat whose job it is to go around to construction sites and inspect the cranes.
He's been fired. He's going to be held criminally responsible. He's going to have to pay for the damages. The government...
Actually, he has been arrested.
Okay.
But my point in talking about this is people look to the government and they say, yeah, the government's out there keeping us safe. Well, let's see what happened in this case. A New York City crane inspector has been arrested for allegedly falsifying paperwork to show that on the same day a caller complained of unsafe conditions at the Manhattan worksite where a crane later collapsed and killed 7 people on East 51st Street. He claimed in his paperwork that he investigated after that call and found no evidence of unsafe conditions. The inspector, instead of actually going to the site, allegedly faked the paperwork to indicate that he did investigate the complaint, city officials said. He didn't even leave his office.
He didn't go to investigate a crane that fell over? I mean, what are you...
No. It was before the crane fell.
Okay.
They had a report. Someone called in and said, hey, this is unsafe. You should take a look. All right, we'll get right on that there, citizen. Thank you for your report. Then he just pulled up a form on his computer, tap, 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 printed it out, filled it out. Oh, yeah, I went and checked it. Everything's fine. Well, after initially stating that he had conducted an investigation, or inspection rather, he admitted to investigators that he had not. Edward Marquette has been arrested and arraigned in Manhattan criminal court on felony charges of falsifying records and filing a false report. The $52,000 a year city employee faces up to 4 years in prison. Officials said it didn't appear that Marquette's failure to inspect the site played a role in the crane's collapse on March 15th because the steel sections being used to extend the crane when it collapsed had not yet been put in place. Nonetheless, they found it troubling. Crane inspectors are entrusted by the city with ensuring that the cranes are operated in a way that does not compromise the safety of construction workers or the public, said the commissioner who heads the city's Department of Investigations. This inspector allegedly betrayed that trust at the most fundamental level by not doing an inspection assigned to him and then making a false record indicating that he did. The first indications of Marquette's failure to investigate were raised in an interview with a retired contractor in the aftermath of the collapse. During the interview, the contractor showed the newspaper a copy of his March 4th complaint to the buildings department that the crane lacked required braces. He told the news, the Daily News, that the buildings department blew him off after making a cursory check. He said, "I went higher as it went higher."
Apparently not even a cursory check.
"As it went higher and higher, I got more and more concerned because I didn't see any more braces installed, so he lodged a complaint. Crane does not appear to be braced onto the building," read the report of his complaint. "Only tiebacks on 5 or 6 floor, but blah, blah, blah." So there was multiple stages to him reporting the problems with this crane. 2 days later, the agency ruled that no violations were warranted. "Crane is erected according to approved code," read a note on the buildings department website. Now that record appears to have been faked. City officials say Marquette admitted to the department investigation he did not inspect the crane, although he claimed that he had and was suspended by the building department. Now, what you have to ask yourself...
You said he was arrested. He's arrested also?
Yes.
Arrested and suspended.
He is arrested and charged with filing a false report.
Good. But what does that do for...
The 7 dead people?
Right. The people that are dead.
Well, nothing.
Nothing.
Those family members are... I mean, maybe there's an insurance policy that's going to pay out to them, so I'm not sure how they're going to be
handled. The insurance company... that's the building... The contractor had the insurance policy.
Yes.
The city doesn't take on an insurance policy
to make sure that its
building inspector is bonded.
So my question here, Mark, is this the tip of the iceberg? They caught Mr. Marquette just slacking and not filling out a form, not even going to the site.
I'm absolutely certain that most of these building inspectors can get away with this, so therefore they do.
Right. In many cases, inspections aren't really life-threatening situations. In many cases, you know, it could be...
If something bad happens, it will happen decades down the line, and no one will ever be held responsible because no one will ever know that it was the building inspector that failed.
Right, and in many cases, usually all these people do, and if you talk to people in the restaurant industry, for instance, that's probably the most prolific, the most well-known version of some sort of government inspector that goes around. People think, they believe... that the reason they're safe at the restaurants they eat at is because there's some health inspector checking on things.
Ludicrous.
Not true. The health inspectors very rarely come around, and when they do, from the people I've talked to, they usually just come in, they kind of look up at the ceiling tiles a little bit, sit down, have a cup of coffee with the manager, and then leave. But in this case, Mr. Marquette didn't even bother to go and give a cursory glance at the crane. They didn't even bother with it. So you really have to ask yourself, how often does this stuff happen? There's no way to know, because the only way they can tell is by the paperwork that gets filled out. There's no way to really check and verify. You don't think they've got like an internal inspector that goes around and checks on their inspectors, do you? You think they have that level of intensity in these bureaucracies? And by the way, even if they did, who's to say that that internal guy is doing things on the up and up? These guys are collecting $50,000 a year. This guy in New York City, $52,000 a year to sit on his butt in an office and fill out some paperwork from time to time. Maybe occasionally actually go and be seen at a job site to make it look like he's doing something. But it's all an illusion. That's why I bring this up. It's an illusion to get you to believe that the government's out there doing something valuable for you, when in fact it's not that way. We used to work with a guy called Scott the Burnout.
Yeah, right.
At the radio station that we worked at down in Florida. Nice enough guy. I liked Scott the Burnout. But he was a bureaucrat at one point in his career. He kind of was a part-timer at the radio station, and full-time, he was a citrus inspection bureaucrat. So in Florida, there's all these citrus farms, and they have government inspectors that are keeping you safe from whatever diseases or bugs or whatever it is that's bad about citrus.
But not Scott.
Right? Well... Not Scott and not how many other of them. I mean, the more you look into this world of government inspections, the more you discover that there's not actually, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And if they are actually going out and doing it, they're doing a shoddy job.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Ted Anderson from Midas, March 20th, 2008, gold, 920.90. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $947.94, $66.65 for half, $233.33 for quarter. That's $947.94, $66.65, and $233.33. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order. Or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're totally free, including the bulletin board system, the live streams, the updates. Live streams, by the way, we've got broadband versions and dial-up versions of the show, both free for you at freetalklive.com.
President Hillary Clinton, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card. What is your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
800-259-9231, talking about the absolutely useless government inspection bureaucracies out there.
I don't know about useless. I think that
next to useless.
There's certainly more efficient options, and they don't use coercive force.
Right, because whenever we see examples, we're presented with example after example over the years we've been doing the show. We've seen plenty of, in our personal lives, we've seen examples. In the news, we've seen examples where these government inspectors drop the ball and drop the ball. Usually, they don't really get in that much trouble. And even if they do get in trouble, it doesn't matter because these seven people in the case of the crane crashing to the ground are still dead. So slapping the government people on the hand or even firing them or putting them in jail isn't going to fix that problem.
No.
Hiring another bureaucrat to fill his position isn't going to fix the problem. The problem's inherent with bureaucracy. And I was getting into a quick story. It's about Scott the Burnout, nice enough guy, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of these bureaucrats are nice people in their personal lives. It's just that they don't have the correct incentives in their job to actually work to keep people safe. Unlike, say, an insurance company that if they had known what was going on with that crane, then they probably would have pulled the policy from those
guys. Absolutely.
But I wonder how that works. I'm not in the construction field. I wonder how that works where... Does the insurance company just figure, well, the government's handling this, so therefore we're not liable since the government is doing the inspections? How
they are liable.
Yeah, I guess they still are liable, but why wouldn't the insurance company send their own person around to inspect the crane?
Couldn't tell you.
I don't know. That I would like to know. Maybe I'm guessing government's involvement has something to do with it. Maybe they just figure, the government's taking care of that end. We don't have to worry about it. Who knows what they're thinking? But as another example, a real-life example of a government inspector that's supposedly out there keeping you safe, citrus canker, I believe, is something that can happen to citrus trees. It's kind of a nasty little, infection or bacteria? I don't know.
Couldn't tell you what it is.
I'm no scientist.
You know, it's just this stuff that shows up on leaves and fruit.
Right, and you don't want...
Bad.
Apparently you don't want...
Citrus canker's bad.
Yeah, you don't want citrus canker. Of course, there are also bugs, various different insects that can ravage a crop of citrus down there in Florida where we come from. And so the government bureaucracies, in their quest to protect the people, have hired these citrus inspectors. And it's their job to go around to different citrus farms and look at the trees. You know, they've got these little things they can hang up in the trees to catch the bugs, to see if there are any fruit flies around.
Mediterranean fruit flies. Dear God, they're the scourge of citrus everywhere.
Right. They've got things that they look for. They've got indicators that they look for on the trees to determine whether or not there's a problem. And this is their job to go around and do this. Well, guess what Scott the Burnout did with his day?
Well, he's a burnout.
Well, he's a bureaucrat, and this is what bureaucrats do. It's just that he chose to spend his day driving around smoking marijuana.
Right. I mean, you know, I'm sure that there's some officious little canker inspector that just, you know, he puts on his ball cap every morning, his official canker inspector outfit, and goes out and wants to bust into people's backyards and look at their citrus trees, and, you know, he sees something that might be citrus canker, and he has their trees burned down, but... The fact is, it really only, you know, it attracts two types of people to these kind of jobs. The little tyrant and...
The slacker.
The slacker.
Yeah.
Now, the average person could be attracted to this job, but they'll get turned into an officious tyrant or a slacker, depending on what their predilections are. Now, oftentimes you can have the officious tyrant slacker, who likely won't do anything unless he's crossed, at which point he'll...
Vengeance will be brought upon you.
He'll be bad to you.
Yes. So I asked him, why is it you drive around? I mean, why don't you just smoke marijuana instead of driving around and smoking? And he told me that the requirement of his job is that he put like 150 miles a day on the truck.
Yeah, he's got to put a certain amount of mileage on the truck so that they know he's inspecting.
Right.
Of course.
That's how they can verify that he's out doing his job is by the fact that he's been putting miles on his truck. So he drives around, listens to the radio, and gets high.
Yeah.
There's your inspection process.
Right. And so how could citrus canker be inspected in the free market? Well, here's an answer. Now, this obviously is a real problem because citrus canker spread by backyard people with backyard trees who don't have really any compunction to check out their trees or do anything with them. They likely just let the oranges fall on the ground and run them over with the lawnmower.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's just it's decoration on the lawn if they care about it at all. It's easy to let those things go when you're a homeowner. I've had several citrus trees in my backyard. Never once, by the way, did a government inspector ask to come on my property, and my gates were locked.
Okay.
So I know that they weren't there. Or at least they did. They didn't go through the gate. They went over the fence. So the how would it be accomplished in the free market? Well, the insurance companies that insure, say, big citrus companies could send inspectors around with a little enticement to get you to let them come in their backyard. Here's a coupon from Applebee's.
Yeah,
for $10 off your next visit. Now, Applebee's likely would sell them the coupons at $5, and so therefore they're very cheap, or they could maybe, I don't know, $2.50. I don't know what they could get them at, but if you bought in bulk, I'm sure that they would sell them to you. So, or here's a packet of coupons that we got from people, or whatever. Maybe they would just have to write you a check. Whatever. I don't know what the reason is, but they could get some kind of enticement to get in your backyard. Wouldn't you let somebody in your backyard to inspect citrus canker?
But what if they found the canker?
Well, then they're going to pay you for your tree.
Well, how can I infect my tree?
You know, I'm sure that they would, you know, have a tree euthanasia project, because you can believe that the insurance companies, the growers out there, would be enticed to have you not have a tree in your backyard. But if you have canker,
probably give you a good tree.
That tree's going to die.
Yeah.
And you can be sure of that. And the fruit that it's going to produce isn't going to be any good. That's why they have to get rid of this stuff. And you're only going to infect other people. So you're not going to have much motivation to keep the tree, and they'll give you motivation to get rid of it.
It's brilliant. A great idea, and that's just one idea. That's just your idea, Mark. I mean, who knows what the marketplace would come up with, all the innovations that could happen. The fact is, if we leave it to the marketplace, people will actually be protected. It's not to say there won't be mistakes made. Of course, mistakes will always happen. We're humans. We screw up. But the government system gives people incentives to screw off. The government system gives people the lack of incentive to do their jobs right. And so that's what needs to change. If you want to be safe and you want to be really protected, get the government out of that industry. Let's go to your phone calls. You bring up anything. It's Brandon in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brandon. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm here.
What's on your mind?
Hey, it's an honor to speak to you guys. I've listened to you for a long time and never called, but I just wanted to give you a report from the Alaska State Republican Convention that we attended over this last weekend.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. Hold on. We'll bring you back for more of that. 800-259-9231. Not that I'm really excited to know about what happened at the Republican Convention, but it must be worthwhile. He called in to tell us about it.
Right.
We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections, and ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators
can cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Learn how to get a risk-free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up what you want. Toll free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy them on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Are you looking for an intellectual challenge this summer? Join students from around the world at a free summer seminar sponsored by the Institute for Humane Studies. Hear lectures from top faculty and discuss the ideas of liberty in their current applications. Get more information at libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com. We go back to Brandon in Alaska. Has a story for us from, or a, I guess, a recap of some of the interesting things that you wanted to share from this some Republican convention in Alaska. Is that right, Brandon?
Yes, that's right. So we had the Republican state convention over the weekend,
okay.
And out of 380 delegates to the convention, 105 were what you would probably refer to as Ron Paul Republicans.
So that's over 25%. Pretty good.
Yeah, we had a good showing. The great thing is that we went into the convention very well organized. We, for the most part, knew each other. We'd been sending emails to each other for the, 3 or 4 weeks before the convention.
Mm-hmm.
We knew what resolutions everybody was going to shoot for, what changes to the platform we wanted. And we also had a slate of our delegates that we wanted sent to the national convention to nominate Ron Paul for president.
Hmm.
And so that was kind of cool. And if you've got a minute, I'd just like to share with you a few things that we did end up running through the convention and did get some resolutions and some changes to the platform that we ended up successfully moving through the convention.
Okay.
One of them is that in jury trials of criminal
do.
Yes, in jury trials, the defendant shall enjoy the right to argue the facts of the case and the merits of the law under which the charge has been made, which is, you know, jury nullification. That was...
Brandon, you okay?
Oh, well, that one was heavily contested, but we got that through. Another one was another one against the Real ID Act, the Patriot Act, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Act, and, you know, a bunch of those other wacko acts that got run through after 9/11.
So you're saying that that the Alaskan Republicans now officially oppose all that?
Yes, absolutely, and it's in our platform, and any Republican or essentially anybody who runs for a government office as a Republican has to respect what we have in our platform.
So I don't know if that means anything. I mean, just because they respect it doesn't mean they have any way of being held to it.
It's good.
Yeah, it's a platform.
It's something.
What I think's interesting is that you were able to go in there with only a quarter of the participants and actually manage to, I guess, sway some people in your direction. I mean, did you find that people were fairly receptive to what you were putting out there?
Yeah. The key was to go in with a lot of respect, have a lot of knowledge about what you were talking about. I mean, a lot of people don't know anything about the homegrown national whatever act,
right.
You know, but you go in there and you say, hey, this is why it's bad. It has this, and this in it. They listen to you and they say, wow, that is bad. Why the heck have we got that in there? And, you know, they sway over to our side. The best thing about the convention is at the beginning of the convention, our goal, was to get 14 Ron Paul delegates to the national convention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of a goofy thing in the Republican rules for the state of Alaska that if a candidate drops out prior to the state convention, their delegates go to the remaining candidates. Well, what is the definition of drops out? Our argument was that drops out means suspending your candidacy, which is the case of Romney and Huckabee,
right,
who had a great number of the delegates. That didn't fly through, but the other people that went to the convention, the other delegates, the non-Ron Paul guys, respected our passion and our commitment so much that the last thing that was brought up at the convention was a resolution that the Alaska Republican Party supports allowing Ron Paul to speak at the national convention, and that was passed without any opposition whatsoever.
Good for that.
It's a resolution. It's not binding, but it's a message from the Alaska Republicans that, hey, at least let the guy talk.
You guys probably have in Alaska, I mean, from what I understand, Alaska's just kind of generally has a more independent libertarian mindset to it up there. That's just what I understand. I've never been there. But you probably have an easier time at doing some of these things. From what I've heard, a lot of these Ron Paul Republicans have been encountering some very serious opposition when they've tried to go into different conventions around the country and go to different, you know, Republican meetings where, you know, the old guard basically does not like the fact that these newbies are coming in there, these young kids coming in and trying to stir things up and talking about freedom and liberty, and they're very, very upset by this. Did you encounter any of that, any vitriol directed in your way?
There was a little bit, but it was pretty isolated. I mean, our goal, though, going in was, hey, show respect to other people and we'll get it in return. And I think that was successful for us.
Well,
the one thing that I would recommend to other others around the nation is really brush up on your parliamentary procedures.
Oh, God, it's so boring. Yes,
oh, I know.
If you're interested in this crap, that's what you should do. You're absolutely right. And, hey, Brandon, thank you for the call, and good luck with your you're trying to change the direction of the political parties. I don't think you're going to have any success. But, you know, if it seems like he's got a little early indicator of some possibility of maybe something happening there.
You know, I think that it are probably more effective as running candidates under the Republican ticket, and I think that there's a certain amount of that getting involved in the party. I've been to the Republican party's meetings here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I think there's some value to it.
It's
not
hard
a great
enough
deal. You know, they
I respect and understand what the Republican Liberty Caucus guys are doing and the Ron Paul Republicans are doing. I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to take their party that they've probably grown up with and they've seen just sliding away from what it used to talk about, and that was smaller government. They've seen it sliding away from that, and they're trying to wrest it back. They're trying to take it back. And having been involved in the Libertarian Party as much as I was, I see how difficult it is to keep the Libertarian Party on message, to keep the Libertarian Party on principle. And it's easier, I think, to get involved in the party mechanisms in the Libertarian Party simply because it's smaller.
Sure.
And it's very difficult there. So to try to do it to the Republican Party seems even more daunting of a task. I've given up completely on trying to save the Libertarian Party, and I think it's just, I don't think you're going to have any success, but maybe I'm just a pessimist. You know, it's politics. I'm pessimistic about it. I hope you guys can prove me wrong. But at the same time, if you keep striking out, and he didn't sound like he was necessarily striking out on everything. But if you start to notice that you're striking out and you're expending all this energy, when you finally burn out, please don't give up on liberty, okay? Just because you haven't been able to turn the Republican or Democrat or Libertarian parties around and get them to go in the direction of freedom and liberty, just because you failed at that doesn't mean that liberty is dead. It doesn't mean that all your options have been exhausted. It's just more evidence that politics isn't going to solve this problem, and trying to change the system from the inside is not the solution. So when you inevitably burn out, and people involved in politics inevitably will burn out, it's just the way things work. Just remember, there are liberty-loving activists who are Democrats, Republicans, Green Party people, non-party affiliated, you know, voluntarists, market-based activists, people that love liberty are here in New Hampshire. They're gathering together to make a stand for freedom. Some of them are still, you know, playing the political game. Many of them are doing market-based activism. And just because you get burned out on politics doesn't mean that's the only option. Consider the other options. They are out there, and the Free State Project is one of them. All right? 800-259-9231. But if you magically somehow manage to turn around one of these parties, I'll be the first person to applaud you. Give me some real concrete evidence of some significant change, and I'll be right there eating my shoe, okay? Eating my words. Some crow, if you will. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and the Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, are you ready? is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. Probably enough time to sneak your call in here in the remaining moments of the show. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. If there's something you need to purchase, go to amazon.freetalklive.com and get it. Odds are good you're going to get the best deal. Go ahead, shop around. 9 times out of 10, Amazon's got it, and they've got it cheaper. And it's the brand that you're looking for, and it's delivered to your door in many cases with free shipping. So you really just can't beat it. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Go through that link, and anything you buy, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Even used items. 41 categories to shop in. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Start your shopping there. We continue with your phone calls. Hollis in Missouri is on the line. Hello, Hollis.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, I found out something disturbing. I found out we have to re-register our cat with Kansas City.
You have to register a cat? No, he said re-register.
Yeah, every so often you have to register or something, get shots. Anyway, this pretty old cat.
And okay.
The rabies shot would be detrimental and possibly fatal to the cat.
Oh,
so
my.
We just decided, I don't know. There's always, the vet said it could hurt him. So
sure, you're introducing this foreign drug into the cat system. Of course, it can.
Now, let me see if I can understand the situation you're dealing with there. You've had the cat for a long time, right? It's an old family cat, basically.
Yeah.
And you when you got the cat, did you get it from like the pound?
No, we got it from an individual.
So how did the government come to know you had the cat?
Well, we went to the vet, and the vet said we really ought to register it, so we registered it. And
but the vet didn't require you to?
No.
Because I would imagine in some areas of the country, the vets are being, they're having their arms twisted where governments mandate that they, if the animal is not registered, that they must register it. But if it's not a requirement, then I would suggest the next cat you get, just don't bother. Why bother registering it?
The next cat, this cat's the cat that's important right now.
But now, okay, here's my next question. So the government knows you have this cat at this point. It's on the files. It's on the books. At what point does the government... How does the government get notified that the cat's dead? What if you told... what if the cat dies? Do you have to inform the government of this? Does the vet inform them? Who registered the cat? Was it you or did the vet do it for you?
Actually, it was my mother. So
you just write. Yeah. Here's what I would do. I'd write on the paperwork, "The cat's dead."
Yeah, that's what we were going to do because, I mean, it would just be bad for the cat and better for him to live out the remaining years of his life without that crap anyway.
I agree.
Yeah, good for you, man. And let us know what happens. Any other thoughts tonight?
Nope.
Thanks for the call and good luck.
This whole idea of registering animals, I find disturbing. Why in the world does the government need to know if you have animals? Now,
do you really have to ask that question?
Well, I know they love they love just counting things and keeping track of things and charging you for things. Yeah, but you know this rabies. Nobody wants their animal to have rabies. They don't need. I mean, you don't need that. And my next question is, do they require you to register the chipmunks and the raccoons and the skunks and those kind of things that are on your land? Because they could carry around rabies too.
Yeah, right? That's a great point. It's all about the money, Mark. You and I both know it's all about money. It's all about control. And inevitably, it starts being about the money. But remember, the hard and fast rule about government is that government bureaucracy, government programs, will always expand beyond their original intention. So the original intention here might have been to, you know, check rabies and, of course, cash in. But what we've seen happen is some busybody will get in charge of, you know, the government bureaucracy that we're talking about, the animal control or whatever, and decide, or the city council will decide that we in Kansas City or Missouri or wherever, fill in your town, we have decided that pit bulls are so dangerous, we're no longer going to allow people to have them in our city limits.
Right, so everyone that's registered, they're pit bull or American Staffordshire Terrier or whatever.
Guess what?
You know, whatever you want to call them, American pit bull. Well, that's when they come around and they tell you, first off, you have 30 days to get rid of your dog, mm-hmm. or we're going to put him down.
Yep. You get a visit because you're on file. And this is sort of the history of registering things. You registered your guns in Nazi Germany, they came and took your guns. Now, that's what the people, the gun rights advocates have been saying in this country for years, that being on the government's list of approved gun owners just means that when they're ready to take your guns, they know where you are, and they know who you are. So when they're ready to take your dog away from you, odds are good they're probably not going to ban Siamese cats anytime soon. But you see my point. There's no reason for this. If you care about your animals, you're going to have them taken care of in the way your veterinarian suggests. But if your veterinarian is suggesting you register your cat, I would disobey that one. Because that has nothing to do with health, it has nothing to do with safety, and everything to do with revenue collection for the government. Take that money you would have spent on registration and go buy your kitty some toys. Go buy one of those lasers. Those are fun.
Yeah.
The laser, and the kitty chases it. He can't touch it.
I'm sure some cats like those. Senor.
Cats are different, right?
Yeah, Senor likes the stuff he can grab and eat.
Yeah.
Chew it.
Ravage, our kitty, does not really care for the laser that much, but he'll play with it for a little while, and it is funny to watch him try to grab it, but yep. He can't. Anyway, 800-259-9231, so let's continue with your calls. Josh in Nevada, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Mark. Hi, Ian.
What's on your mind?
What's going on?
Okay, kind of a little off topic, but I was kind of curious about it, I know you guys keep talking about, you know, how the Fed's tanking, and, you know, there's Federal is Federal Express. So my question is maybe one of the reasons is because with the whole North American Union they're trying to do with Canada, United States, and Mexico, trying to make a unified currency of the Amero.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of curious, maybe that's why they want the dollar to tank, and it's that much easier to bring in a more stable currency, new currency.
It's possible. It's more of a conspiratorial viewpoint. I don't know if they're intending the dollar to tank because the dollar's been tanking.
They seem to be scrambling to make it stay afloat with the Fed and getting, you know, there was this week, I think it was a 3/4 point increase or, you know, decrease in the lending, the lending rate.
The history of, you have to understand, the history of the dollar since the gold and silver backing was removed in the early portion of the 20th century, the history has been tanking.
its value has been dropping consistently year after year. What you're looking at is its value in comparison with other fiat currencies around the world. And that's not quite an accurate indicator of how valuable the dollar is. It's an indicator of how valuable it is in comparison to another fiat currency. But overall, in the time period the dollar's been in the marketplace, it's just consistently been going down. And there's no way they can stop that. So, I don't know. I mean, it's conspiratorial, and really, it's a non-issue, because that's the direction the dollar's going in, and if they do come up with the Amero, then that will be the perfect excuse. So you are right about that, that, oh, yeah, dollar's bad, yep. So here's a new piece of fiat currency.
This one's got colors and stuff, and it's worth 10 times what a dollar is.
And if you're visiting Canada and Mexico, you don't have to exchange things anymore. Hey, who wouldn't want that? It's so convenient. So you're right. They are going to bring in, if they bring in the Amero, they will certainly use the failing dollar to pass it off as a good idea. But are they planning to do that? Maybe they are. Maybe they aren't. It doesn't matter, because there's not much we can do about it, right? Thanks, Josh. I guess you're gone. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Enough time for DJ Blaze in Nevada. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to call up and talk a little bit about Area 51.
No, really? I don't think anyone's ever talked about Area 51 on this show. We've covered a lot of topics over the years.
Yeah, and also Papoose Lake. Some call it Papoose Peak. And I'll try to tell you what happened a little bit earlier. But in any
Well, why don't you pick Area 51, because we've got, like, less than a minute, Jeff. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't think people realize, you know, what actually goes on out there. You know, they got different things happening. You know, they got their robot security cameras, really high security sensors all around.
Really?
And, basically, you know, companies like Betchel, E-Systems, TRW, Hughes, Lockheed, and probably the least known was Edgar Penn and German Schausen and Geiler.
Well, you've dropped a lot of names that don't really mean much to me.
They provided services to Area 51, the Air Force, the CIA.
So what is really going on out there? You've got 20 seconds to tell me.
Well, you can do a Google search and type in Renegade Movement and click on the part one, and at the very top, you'll see Area 51 and UFOs. And
nice way to plug your website. You need to start buying ads. That's the last time you get to plug your website. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us at freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.